A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear me, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who maltreat you. When someone slaps you on one cheek, turn and give him the other. When someone takes your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to all who beg from you. When a man takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others what you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, how can you claim any credit? Sinners do as much. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what merit is there in it for you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. Love your enemy and do good. Lend without expecting repayment. Then will your recompense be great. You will rightly be called sons of the Most High, since he himself is good to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you shall be pardoned. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will they pour into the fold of your garment. For the measure you measure with will be measured back to you." The Gospel of the Lord. My time in being a grandma is fairly recent. I have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old grandchild. When I am in their presence, I began to have a small glimpse of the immensity of God's love for us. Last Sunday, even though we had just spent the day before together at her birthday party, our 2-year-old granddaughter was asked by her parents what she wanted to do for the day. Her reply, "See Grandma." Well, to make a long story short, I had made plans for that day I couldn't change, and my precious granddaughter had to wait till the next day to see Grandma. But as in God's love, there was no remonstrance, just an unbelievable excitement when we walked in the door. A quivering bundle of joy and love ran to greet me and throw her arms around me. My 1-year-old grandson seems to be the same. When he sees me, his whole face lights up and his eyes even smile. When I see this demonstration of love, I wonder what I have done to deserve this beautiful gift. Such is God's love. It is a gift freely given with no strings attached. It is full and complete. It waits patiently for us to acknowledge it, to become aware of it. Then Jesus tells us to reflect the Father, to complete our potential, to live in the fullness of life. In his gospel today, he says we must be as compassionate as our Father. We must see others through God's eyes, not human eyes. We must not judge, but love. How wonderful that he has given us children to remind us of how he loves. We can see their total acceptance of us, their complete joy at our presence. And remember, that is how the Father is loving us, right now and every moment of our lives. We are called out to do that for others. And the greatest gift is that the more we love, the more we will have love, and the fuller and richer our lives will be. Loving that coworker who gives us cold glances, loving that shopper who cuts in front of us in line, loving those people who do annoying things like playing music so loud it vibrates our houses. Yes, it is a challenge, but one God knows we are capable of. After all, we are created in his image, and his image is love.